From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and Gulf state leaders are meeting in Riyadh Thursday to discuss ways they can work more closely to help stabilize a conflict-ridden Middle East region despite differences on the way forward. President Obama is currently addressing members of the Gulf Cooperation Council.
With regard to Libya, we agreed to keep building support for the new national unity government. Given the ongoing threats in the region, the United States will continue to increase our security cooperation with our GCC partners, including helping them improve their own capacity to defend themselves. And I thanked our GCC partners for their support of the comprehensive deal that has now cut off every single one of Iran's pathways to a nuclear weapon.
You can read more details on the president's comments at voanews.com. Meanwhile, following Thursday's summit, President Obama is expected to depart for London, where he is to address a range of issues with British Prime Minister David Cameron. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday the nearly two-month-old ceasefire in Syria is under strain, but still represents the best chance at a peaceful solution to the country's crisis. The cessation of hostilities between pro-government forces and opposition fighters went into effect at the end of February and has been widely credited with sharply reducing fighting in Syria. Meanwhile, relief groups launched their largest aid delivery yet in Syria Thursday, sending 65 trucks carrying food and medicines to a besieged rebel-held town in the country's center, according to the Red Cross. Many of the 1,200 people living there had fled fighting in neighboring Hama province. VOA News.